Simin Shin Mem Tiv Dalet and Hey. If we get a chance, also Isser Lech Tiveya Shin Gimel Tiv Chofei Shin Chof Yutet and Chof Tiv Dalet says the Mechaber Shin Mem Tiv Dalet. Yesh li zorish la lichtoy ve zboi ve mashken al shulchan oi ba'ofar. If be careful not to write in the offer or with mashkin, it's ksav shin mit kayemes. Doesn't mean they're banon. Says the Rama, "But mutter lirshim ba'avir k'min oitzius." But it's mutter lirshim ba'avir to make a emotion of a letter in the air. That there's no answer. The shad is, what's the havana? What's the tzad b'chlal that there should be an iser for lirshim oitzius ba'avir, as many of the olim asked. The shad is really the shad is. Is the shayla of a chlal when it gets a kreisiv or not? Is it a shayla of kreisiv or no? L'chor, the pasha doesn't mean tzad kreisiv. There is no tzad. The Magen Avraham actually says something else. Different svar. If you look at the Truma Zadeshin inside, the Truma Zadeshin says, ask the question, is the motzei zion on Shabbos? And he says, kibalti me'echad ha'gedolim shekibol me'ravoytov de'ena chanami it's often to be reishim ba'avir aval en yodua taimai. Echad me'agedolim, says the Truma Zadeshin, quotes echad me'agedolim from the gedolim rishonim that it's Oster Taka to do it, the only question is why. And he wants to assign that the reason is because it seems that Godel was Masber, that the reason is because he's Ma'amin Yodel. The Hainu that he's practicing letters, prepares his hands for writing. And we saw in the Gemara of Gimel Amar Aleph that according to Mishim Gavliel, even a Hakob Bepatish on the Sadin Be'emtza Malacha is a problem of Makke Bepatish. According to Rabbi Revis, that the reason is, even though you haven't finished the Malacha, nevertheless, Mivnesh Ma'amin is Yodel. You're preparing, you're setting your hands, it's like the batter in the batter's box, he's getting ready, setting up. When a person bangs on the with a hammer on a nail, first he gives like one or two preparatory bangs, and then he gives it a slam. Why? He's being ma'amin as the other, he's getting ready to hit it. That, according to Rabbi Yisrael, that's Rishon Gamliel, is also because of Makbe Patish. Memela, Ken Zayin, the same thing should be also over here, as Makbe Patish, the fact that you're getting nothing to do with Kreis of Achal. The Isser that we've been handling of Reishim Ba'avir is a chashash of Makbe Patish. Ma'amin is the other. I think Gemara is Mazvin. Ela Me'ata, somebody that sees, somebody watches somebody doing a umnus on Shabbos, also he's going to be Chayat Chatas. So the Gemara is Mazvin, and Gemara comes out with a different Mishara. Abayin Rav. However, Ken Zayin that the whole Dichu is only clapping the Dereis, though. Ela Me'ata, you're going to be Chayat Chatas? Somebody goes to see somebody else doing a Malacha, and he learns the Malacha, he's going to be Chayat Chatas? That's Dichu Nit. That for sure is not going to be, but Ken Zayin is going to be at the Derabon in time, it's the Trumas Adeshin. Memela, the God wanted to say that the Kabbalah that he had to answer it is because Ma'amin Etziyodov is also Midrabanan, Bipnesh Ma'amin Etziyodov, Dainu a Dirabanan of the Isser of Makabe Patish. The Truma Sadesh Alein says that no, it's not. I'll bring a raya that it's mutter. What's the reason why it's mutter? Because from the first halacha that we said, the Rambam, Yeshli Zorish Lalichlebet Bo, Bemashkin al Shulchan and Ba'afar. You shouldn't write with Mashkin or with Offer. What's the problem to write with Mashkin with Offer? Because it's a Ksav. The reason why it's us is Ksav Shein Miskayem, it's us the whole bunch of even without that, even without Mashkin. Just to move your hand on the table would also be a problem. Even if there would be no Mashkin. Dal the Mashkin Me'ocho. From the fact that we have to ask ourselves Mashkin, it's Mashman that to be Ma'amin at the other, just making motion of letters on the table in and of itself is not an Isser. What is the Isser? The Isser is when there is Etvas or Rishima, when there's something, a Rishon of Miskayem. That's what's Aser. So the reason why it's Aser by Mashkin al Shulchan is not because you're Ma'amin et Yodov, because it leaves the Reishim, therefore it's Aser. Else what? Else Kreisiv. So there's two different Chashashas over here. So Chashashas Ma'amin et Yodov, Chashashas Kreisiv. Else Ma'amin et Yodov, the Chor was saying that Nircham is no Iser. Else Kreisiv, if it leaves the Reishim, Memela, there's going to be a problem. Memela, when it comes to Isis Ba'avir, where you don't have the problem Ma'amin et Yodov, because we're saying that it's Taka not an Iser, and it doesn't leave a Reishim B'chlal, Memela Nircham is Mutter. The reason why it's mutter is because Mishabur says because it doesn't leave a ration b'chlal. That's just coming to say klapi the ksiva shuboy. Why there's no chashash ksiva? Klapi ma'amin et yodav. The other tzad, the tzad that we have to answer it, like the mother and speaks out. We don't say b'ma'amin et yodav. That's the reason why one of the rishonim taka answered it. There are those that answer it. It's not just a havimin of b'chlal. There's taka rishonim that answered to make oisiz ba'amir, and the reason is because ma'amin et yodav. Shemizadash is bring a raya from Mashkin. Then we talk and don't say that that's true. It's very geshmak, the hemshich of the mechaber to the Ramah. The mechaber starts off, Yesh li zorish l'nitzel be'etzboi v'mashkin al shochan v'ofer.
Aval mutter says our mother shem ba'aver k'minaytis. Dainu, the raya that we have that it's mutter is gufa from that din, from the fact that it's only asar b'mashkim because of the reishim, and we don't say that there's a problem about b'mamon at the other, and we see that you're allowed to do it ba'aver and there's no problem. Not like one of the gedolei rishonim said that it's taka asar to do it as being ma'amon at the other. Befi this, that the whole nidin really is only ma'amon at the other, and we say that it's taka no iser. But as long as no ration, there's nothing to talk about, then there's no problem even to make letters with your fingers. To make an actual letter. Forget drawing and making a motion of a letter. Even actually putting your fingers in a manner that will be a letter also doesn't leave a ration. And making little, making pictures on the wall, sticking your hands in front of a light or in front of the sun, and making shadows on the wall of all types of pictures also leaves no ration b'chlal. It's just the entire time that your hand is there, b'meila, there is something that is blocking the light, so therefore it's, but it leaves no ration whatsoever, b'meila, such a thing would be mutter, and that all these cases taka would be mutter. Now the first halacha is k'tiva b'davar sheinu miskayim is also midrabanan. Not only that, k'tiva by davar sheinu miskayim on top of a davar sheinu miskayim is also midrabanan, even though it's two darabanan to be achad. To write with mashkin on top of a leaf of a lettuce, which is a davar sheinu miskayim, is also, even though you have two darabanan, it's going to be asur. Now, the only time that we matter two darabanan when welcome waning Shabbos was in the case Mishnah Berurah says you let a bite into the cake that has icing on top of it that says happy birthday. What's the reason why? Because it's two darabanan. And it's mutter even makom sekresho. That's after makom sekresho. You're not being mechavan to do the malacha. Kokama that you're being mechavan to do the malacha, and then we don't matter even to the rabbanon. It's not a sekresho. You're doing the malacha itself. So to write with mashkin davar sheinu miskayim, al gabei davar sheinu miskayim, that is going to be aser. Now the question is, what defines a davar sheinu miskayim? Davar sheinu miskayim is something which is not miskayim for Shabbos, or davar sheinu miskayim is something which is not miskayim forever. What is it? Says the Bir Halacha. What's the davar sheinu miskayim? He brings on the Rashba. The Rashba says that it doesn't have to be miskayim forever, as long as it's like people write for sefer zichrinim. That when you're trying to write something down to remember at a later date, you write it with something. You write it with something, even if it's not going to remain forever, but you're just trying to remind yourself at a later date. As long as it lasts for that amount of time, then that's the sefer. Accordingly, time is a Mishnah Berurah that if you write with a pencil, that in economy that's considered miskayim, that's considered a miskayim, even though a pencil is not like a pen, it's not ink which remains forever, and it gets deleted very often. I think by itself it wouldn't really, but generally when a person puts his hand on top of it, they make it nimchak, the derech klal, it doesn't last forever. However, since people do write with pencils, therefore it's not a problem. It is a problem of that's considered a miskayim. And that would be also me the right. The shadow is, where do you draw the line? Where is the Ksiva Miskayimus? What's not? Until what point are we magdir it as a Ksiva Shein Miskayimus? And from that point it's also me the right. The truth is that's not clear. The Mincha Shleimo, Shlomo Zalman in Tshuva and Tzadi Aleph, he has Tshuva's Ktori, it's in Tzadi Aleph, he says that L'chur you have a raya from the Rambam. He says, Kinnira, it's not just one day. It's a few days. First of all, from the Rajba, people didn't write down Sefer Zichronis not to remember from the morning to the night. Pashtus. Sefer Zichronis is to remember. It's a ledger. To remember, the guy's got to pay. He didn't pay before Pesach. He's got to pay up his bills, whatever it is. It's not just for one day. Not only that, the Rambam. The Rambam says that the reason why somebody that writes on their buster is Ksiva HaMiskayim is because that which is Nimchak lachar a few days is because is a davar de memela. Afi she chamim is besarim averes etzav, hariz le dem etzav she nimchak. It's like a davar mibachutz was meichikin, but it's not considered a ksiva she nimchak. Now, fact of Shlomo Zalman, typically even without that, even if it would be considered as it was nimchak meilov, but it lasted a few days. How long does it last? A person writes on their skin. It lasts a good few days before it comes off by itself, unless you sit there scrubbing. But generally, it's going to last for a few days. And nevertheless, the reason why the Rambam has to say that it's considered Ksav Sheinu Miskayemus is because it gets erased is a natural process. It's davar mibachutz. It's not considered. It's not of the ink itself. Rather, it's a davar mibachutz which is meichikin. Typically, says the fact of Rosh Hashanah Zalman, that it's considered a davar miskayim because it lasted for 3 days. Vayis says that a few days is in a chanam and not a problem davar miskayim. And al pi zeh shomati that Rav Shlomo Zalman was noig, was kriveya. Then in Shari Tzedek Hospital, they write, this is before they got Arabs. Now the Arabs write everything on Shabbos. But originally, when they had Yidden that were writing, so in a Chanam you have to write, certainly if it's a Matzah B'Kuach Nefesh and you have to know for the, then you're allowed to write, but to be Mayit B'Surim, he was Kriveya that they should write with ink which disappears after 4 days. That way it's considered Ksav Miskin. Why 4 days? Because if they write on Erev Shabbos, if they write right as Shabbos came in, and after Shabbos you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, before Shabbos, you can't have 2 days afterwards. Le'ad Rosh. 2 days before Shabbos you have a three day Yontif, and mainly after, from the beginning of Yontif till the time they would be able to write it after Shabbos is more than 3 days. Therefore, they had a certain type of ink which lasted for about 4 days, and that is only going to be Asur Midah Rabbanan according to Rosh Hashanah Zalman, and therefore your Mamayit Bisurim, even when you have a Heter, Shabbos is Dukhuya, it's not Hutro, it's a Pekuach Nefesh. Mamayla, if you could do it in Oifen, it's not going to be Megareya Bechlal, to do it in Oifen that it's only going to be Asur Midah Rabbanan, then certainly that should be done. It seems from his Tshuva, he was writing to Dayan White, who seemed to have held that in a Chanami you have to be choishish after 1 day, that it's a problem. The truth is that it's really a machlekes. The Mishnah Berurah himself deals with this issue. It's actually Sif Simon Shim Gimel, Sif Chavav, the next one after Tzviya. And there the Sharatim says, he brings down a machlekes between the Rashi and the Rambam. We saw it on Kedav Kuf Beis Amud Beis. Kol Ha'isa Melacha, U'malachta Miskayemes B'Shabbos. What does it mean, U'malachta Miskayemes B'Shabbos? Machlekes between the Rambam and Rashi. What is B'Shabbos going on? Is B'Shabbos going on Ha'isa Melacha, that the Melacha was done on Shabbos? Or is going on Melachta Miskayemes, that it's Miskayemes for Shabbos? If you learn it's going on the Melachta Miskayemes for Shabbos, it's mashma that as long as it's Miskayem for Shabbos, that's considered Davar Miskayem. The Mela says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Sharatin, in Sif Katan Samaches, that according to the Rambam that learns that way, the Mashmois is that as long as it's Miskayem for Shabbos, then it's considered Sav Miskayemes. Tzacheni, I don't know how that stems with the Rambam about writing when you're spotting. Tzacheni, Rashi says that Melachta Miskayemes B'Shabbos, B'Shabbos is going on Ha'oisim Melacha, when you did Melacha was done on Shabbos, but in Rami to be Miskayem has to be for much longer. The Chur would be telling this Machlokes Rishonim. Anything which is the Derech though to write, generally we don't have things nowadays that Mamish are Nimchak right away, unless it's disappearing ink, that Mamish goes away in a few seconds, but generally you do not have anything which is not any type of writing utensil generally lasts for a few days, and therefore they would all have a gather of Ksav and Miskayem.
The dry erase method?
Dry?
The dry erase
method. It stays for.
Even if it's made to be.
It's made to be erased, but that doesn't mean it's Zavash and Miskayem. That's really the Chazamish. What defines something as Zain and Miskayem? The fact that you're going to erase it. If a person is allowed to build a building, it's considered a Binyan Shein and Miskayem because I'll build an entire building in the Shabbos, I'm planning on knocking down tomorrow. The fashion is called Kama that Batmusa, it has the Echelis to stay. That is considered a davar miskayim. That was the chazan shikasha by cake. The prima gadim tainas that the reason why it's mutter to write with dvash muruv with water on top of a cake to be meichik it if it was written is because it's a ksav shein miskayim agave ksav shein miskayim. The shell is why is it in miskayim? Why is the cake a davar shein miskayim? Like we mentioned, we have cookies that are 2.5 years old, and somebody was worried to me that he has a cookie which is 8 years old and it's not in the freezer from the shever brachas that somebody made with a picture from the medekin on top of the cookie, and it's 8 years old, not in the freezer. Cookies certainly could stay. You want to know whether or not the cake could stay. Cake, usually it has a little bit of moisture, generally, and therefore it would probably get moldy. The Chazanish is already murdered this Nakuda. Maybe the fact that it gets moldy, says the Chazanish, that means the Davar Shein Miskayim. The Shaila is also, if that only happens after 2 weeks, then to say this is considered Davar Shein Miskayim, Yesh Lahayim. And Bechlal, the fact that you're going to eat it, though, it sounds like the Chazanish was Masadeh, but the fact you're going to eat it doesn't take it away from, doesn't make it a Davar Shein Miskayim, because Be'etim Bat Musay, it has the Echelis for Kim. To go through some of the halachas that are mentioned here in the Mishnah Berurah, he says that a person that writes shtei semoniyos is chayiv. What shtei semoniyos? So it's not clear. Rashi seems to say shtei semoniyos means whether one is black and one is red, and you're chayiv. But the Aruch HaShulchan brings down from the Rashba, who quotes Rabbeinu Haigain, that shtei semoniyos is not referring to different colors, rather it's referring to a simin which we know means something. For example, two nuns, the backwards nuns in the Sefer Torah, in Parshas Baal Eskel, he says those shtei simonios that everybody's going to hold, that's going to be aser. Even though it's a backwards letter, but since it's a letter which is something which has a chashivas and it means something, b'meila, therefore it would be aser. The mashmoit is that because it's a letter, not specifically, I wonder if that's where the Indian brackets came from, nun. The backwards nun is, it looks like a bracket, by some. only thing is that they don't face each other. But Baal Turim says, interesting shot, why there's two nuns there? Why not Tama? Why nuns? Says the Baal Turim, the nuns, they're facing backwards because the makom for the parsha was 50 parshiyos earlier in parshas Bamidbar. In the middle of the Masoris, after half of the Klal Yisrael was Nerisea, then it was the time for the Mishkan. It should have had that parsha of Ehi Bentzei Aaron over there. However, Kadosh Baruch Hu put it 50 parshiyos later to be mafzik bein pranis lepranis. That's why two backwards nuns to show you that it's backwards. It belongs 50 parshiyos earlier. Either way, Tanya of Haigun, that lechur to write these nuns on Shabbat would be problematic. Would be shtei samani to be said daraisa. It's interesting halacha though. Yishlein, if it applies to every single letter, any letter, since it's a letter, even if you write it backwards, it has a chashivas. If you're writing it for something, maybe if you're not writing for anything, it has no chashivas. Therefore, the Arba Shabbos time is: are you allowed to walk with your shoes on dirt or on snow? If it's going to say floor shine in the back in the snow on the dirt, is there a problem? Time is Arba Shabbos that there is no problem. This is the way most of the places go. It's not a problem. Sometimes b'chol it's not even consecration. There are instances where it is a considered consecration l'chara. Nevertheless, on Zohar Shabbos, it's two derabbanans by Psikresh Leinichalei. Psikresh Leinichalei, two derabbanans. First of all, it's Tzav, which is not Miskayim. And second of all, it's a Tzav Kalachayad, Psivik Kalachayad. And Psikresh Leinichalei, he has no interest in it. But Mela, the same way that we mastered it before, and Psikresh Leinichalei, Mokum Trey Derabbanans, like we said before, you're not allowed to do two derabbanans. If there's two derabbanans and your kavanas to do it, you have no heter whatsoever. If you're not doing that Bechlal, and it is two derabbanans, then you can be making according to Mishnah Berurah. Mela, he says in this case, he says even though the Chazanish says that there's no real makar, in this case you're bechlal not mechavan for anything, and it has no mashmoris whatsoever the ksiva. Therefore, pashas everybody masim that it's not a problem. And he just throws in yesh lahisa for another svara that it happens to be that the letters come out backwards. The letters come out backwards. Maybe that mamash has no that it's not considered a ksiva bechlal. Doesn't have mashmoris. Mela, design. Kind of a regular design of a line or a square or a kind of design is not considered a turo.
What?
Thank you. Swish. Yeah, floor shamal. You have the O, which also doesn't come out backwards. There are certain letters, the I, there are letters that don't come out backwards. That's why you have to buy a different type of shoes. You have to buy the Israeli brand, the Eco, which there's nothing on it. There's no letters. The truth is, though, it seems from here that Kokama that there is a chashivas of a backwards letter. Just this nekuda, the fact that it's backwards, it doesn't mean behechrich that it doesn't have a shem ksiva. That's all. Says the Aruch HaShulchan. Because even by nun, he learns that that's pshat shtei samani. If you take a letter and you write it backwards, that's also considered a siman that you chayev for. According to b'shtei dapei apinkin, the Rashi learns that it means that you wrote on a daf of a pinkis in Tveria, one in Tveria, one in Sipur. And the halacha is, he says that it's chayiv. It's only mechutz kriva, the Gemara says. Mechutz kriva, lots of mechutz kriva, dummy. The mashmoris of Rashi is, Rashi says that you wrote it on the end of one luach and the beginning of the second luach. Therefore, you can put them together. Why didn't you write them in the middle of the luach? The Pasha says if you wrote in the middle of the luach, then you cannot put them together because the luach is something which is hard. It's not pliable. It's not a pliable material. And therefore, if one is written in the middle of the luach, another one is written in the other middle of the luach, then you can't put them together in a negim. It's like you wrote it on one wall and one ceiling. If they're not next to each other, then you're not going to be chayiv. The Rambam says al derech zeh. He says, no, it's talking about gvilim. It's talking about like parchment. And you wrote one in Tzipori, one in Tzipori. Tiny is the Magen Mishnah. According to this Dasa Rambam, Lachura comes out that as long as you can bend the paper and put them next to each other, it doesn't have to be that it's written on the end of the paper or not. A bunch of the Avrecha Chabura S, what's going to be if you wrote one on one side of the page and one on the other side of the page? But you can bend the page that the two letters should be next to each other. Lachura, this is, if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, that's kind of the Rambam, and he says, Lachura, there's no reason to make a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. The truth is, that is the Mashmoyes of Rashi. Rashi just says the reason why you have it on the side of the daf is because you can't of the daf yapinkis, because you can't bend the daf yapinkis. But kokamra, you could bend the daf yapinkis, then lachur in a chanami, even if you have it on two sides, you'd have the same problem of aksiva that's of shnei yitzis. It's mechusar ma'aseh, mechusar kriv alaf mechusar ma'aseh. If you have the achilus to bend the paper to put the two letters next to each other, then pashtas you have the issue of aksiva of shnei yitzis. Roishim Rishamim Mitzuris B'Kayis. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down here, at the end in Ches. Reishim Rishon Vitzurus Bekoisel Veshasher Vechayetu Bezek Kederach Hatzayim Reishman Harizah told us Koisel Vechayim Rishon Koisel. This is a quote directly from the Rambam. Somebody that's Reishim Rishonim Vitzurus Bekoisel Harizah told us Koisel Vechayim Rishon Koisel. It's a total of Koisel Vechayim Rishon Koisel. And the $64,000 question is, where did the Rambam get that from? Who told him that it's a Reishim is Pashtis Levinim Rebiyesi? The Rambam passes the Pirish Mishnah and says Lahedia ain't Allah the Rabbi Yisi, and the Mishabur learns in the Rambam Bechlaf and the fact that the Rambam says the only case that Yochai is small is Dafka an ambidextrous, but he doesn't say like the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yisi you can say that any Rishima, right, that the Rambam doesn't pass the Rabbi Yisi. If he doesn't pass the Rabbi Yisi, then where did he get it from? That this is the Raisa for Rishima. The only Issa Daraisa that you have is Oisiyos. It's not a Rishima. It's not a Rishima Zalachar, not Issa Daraisa. Rabbi Magatainen, the Kenzai, maybe he held, he does hold the Rabbi Yisi. The Merkabah's Mishnah says, Apel de Gazach. The Merkabah's Mishnah says, Vedas the Rambam, that this is not the Reishim Rishimus of Rabbi Yisi. Reishim Rishimus of Rabbi Yisi is when you're making a simin of some sort which tells you something. It's not coloring, it's not drawing a picture. Here we're talking about Kederach Shatayorim Reishimim. We're talking about you made an outline on the wall or something, you made a smiley face and you're going to color it in. You made a picture. We're not talking about a Reishim Rishimus that somebody made a check or a star to tell you that it's a 5-star hotel. That it's a Reishim which means something. That's Rabbi Yisi. He says, we're talking about a different type of Reishim. And where did the Rambam get this from? That this also has Kesev? Zokter? The Rambam, he's Matayin to what he says earlier. We can say without the Rambam. The Rambam understood, Midika Ovois, Ika Toldois. Mechlal Dika Toldois. Like Gemara says about Rambam. If there's Ovois, then there has to be Toldois. So any Toldo that the Rambam found, Beseder, found in Chazal, that's what he wrote. Anytime that the Rambam did not find a Toldo Zokter, he made up his own Toldo. The Rambam made up his own Toldo. He understood that Zikr, this is going to be Aser, even though Rishima of Simanim is only Midar Abanan, when you come into be Rishim, a picture like Kederach HaTayorim, Zikr is also Midar Aisam. Zizok to Merkevus HaMishnah, but that's the Rambam. And he takes this, he says, through, he says, I'll show you as we go through each of the Ovis and Toldos, which ones the Rambam has Makar, from which ones he made up by himself. You know, this is the one that he says that he made up by himself. Say, but that's the Rambam. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Asu lechaber oisiyeh shel kesef aparechus chayitzei vaydu kein kesef." The makor for this halacha is the Magen Avraham, and this halacha has many ramifications. Halacha lemaisa, practical halachic ramifications, and that is the makor for this halacha is the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham did not say asur. Magen Avraham says, from the Gemara in Yitin, it's mashma that to be mechaber oisiyeh to the abeged. Efshir shadavar ze osur b'shabbos. Efshir shadavar ze osur b'shabbos. Yesh line whether or not it's osur b'shabbos. Now the makar for the Magen Avraham is not exactly clear. Look at the Machzor Shekel. It brings down the Tosefta Shabbos that says that if you look at the Gemara in Gittin, the Gemara in Gittin is before, not that way. Gittin is before exactly opposite. The Gemara says that if you're mechaber oisiyos to a begin, if it's mechaber at the top and at the bottom, that's not considered a ma'isik sivo. It's not kavu of a kaimi kalashon Rashi, and therefore it doesn't have a shem sivo. And the truth is, if you look at the Aruch Shulchan inside, it seems like that's the way that he goes. He says, however, if you look at the Gemara inside, it's Mavur Ipchal. That's what he says. That's very blunt. However, the Tzav Shem says, Vais Dois, what the Magen Avraham meant was that you have to be Mechaber at Mamish. If you're Mechaber just at the top and just at the bottom, that's not enough. It's Mechaber at the top, at the bottom, and also in the middle. Once you're Mechaber three times, then it's considered a Chimur. The Magen Avraham is a Shekel. He says a different shot. He says, no. He says that the Mashmois is from Rashi. Rashi says over there that when you put these letters on, since it's not Kavu of Akaimi, therefore it doesn't have a Shem Ksav. And let's say it was Kavu of Akaimi, it wouldn't have a Shem Ksav. You already have the letters written beforehand. Where's the Maisik Siva B'chlal? It's the Etzim Yisoid. If you already have letters, and you're putting letters on a background, is that a Maisik Siva B'chlal? Kenzan, the whole Maisik Siva is when you're creating letters on the background. If you already have the letters, if you already created letters before Shabbos, and now you're putting the letters on the background, who told you that's the Ma'isik Siva B'chlal? Ma'isik Siva is creating the letters. Here, the red is already created. Because you have, there's a difference if you have the chocolate B, or H for happy birthday, and it's in the air, or you put it onto the cake, what's the difference? You already had it there. The Ma'isik Siva you have. If you stick it, if you have it in your hand, then it's a problem. You put it next to the wall, then it's not a problem. Then if it's, you're handing it all in your hand, not a problem. You put it on the wall, it is a problem. Where's the Ma'isik Siva B'chlal? So up there, it's Medui from Rashi. Like Kviva Kaimo. But if it would be Kviva Kaimo, then Yechalami, that would be considered Maisik Siva. Can you write a Sefer Torah like that? Not all halachas of Siva Sefer Torah apply to that. As a matter of fact, I saw Chuba today from Moshe to somebody that talking about a picture. He says that if you can't write a Sefer Torah by taking a picture, by photocopying, then the Chur is not a problem on Shabbos. Ramesha says, I don't know what you're talking about. You can't be Madama the two Bichlal. I don't even understand how you had such a Havamim, a Tama Chochon like you. Is there Mamashu? There are certain halachas that we say that with regard to Sefer Torah. Also, the Gemara says Zuni. You have to have Zuni. The question is also what the halacha is, klape, what you're Mechavin to do, and klape, what's Lameisa. But he says that at the end of the day, not every halacha that we have when you get to Shabbos, when you get to Ksivas Sefer Torah, is going to work when you get to Shabbos. Therefore, I don't know if we have a raya from the Shabbos to Ksivas Sefer Torah. Lefidit, Lechor, the Pashtim Ashmaris, according to this Maksa Shekel, is that what was in the Chadish in this Gemara in Gittin is that taking pre-existing letters and being mechav them to a background, putting them on a background, giving them a reka, that is a ma'asik siva. That ma'asik siva is not just when you write with a pen on a background, that's when you take a letter and you stick it onto a background. That's also considered. Now it has to be mechover. That's what we see from the Gemara and Gittin. If it's not mechover, then it's a ma'asik siva. But once you're mechavered to a background, that's also considered a ma'asik siva. If you're not mechavered to a background, then it's not ma'asik siva. Therefore, to take alphabets and write I was here 2016 is not a problem on Shabbos if you put it on your table. You're not being mechaber to anything. You have the letter already. You're setting them up into words. It's not an issur b'chalal. Applying them to a background might be a problem. Therefore, also, there's no problem playing Scrabble on Shabbos. Scrabble, the letters are already on a background, and you're sticking them, even if they weren't on a background, if you'd be putting them onto a board without affixing them to anything, also shouldn't be a problem. Certainly in this case where they're already on a background, each letter is on a background, there's no problem to stick the letters one next to each other to form a word, because Kiruv and Richuk Ois Yois, Pashtun according to everybody, if you have the entire Ois, is not a problem. That's L'chur, the Gemara of Tziporia and Tveria, and L'chur, everybody's going to be masking for that. The Shal is when you get the Chatzi Ois Yois, so today we're opening and closing pages that we have a little Lashon. But putting letters together and separating the letters, certainly if they're on a background already, then it's not a problem of oisis. Now the question is, what happens when what they talk about, I don't think I've seen anybody that's seen it yet, but they all talk about deluxe Scrabble. Seen it? Terrific. Deluxe Scrabble. Deluxe Scrabble is a Scrabble board that each piece snaps into the board. So it gets affixed to the board. You snap it in and you can turn over the board and nothing falls out. You can't turn it over.
Travel Scrabble.
So, if you can't turn it over, so whether or not it's considered, whether or not there's a problem. You have to know the mitzvah as to whether or not. If, we'll talk in the lumnus, whether or not it applies to Maiso, either way you'll figure out, we'll tell you the halachas, we'll apply them as faith. If it snaps in, so then the poskim want to tie down, that's aser. Why is that aser? L'chura, the same svara that we said before, and once it's already on a background, to affix it, to put them together is not a problem. It already has this background, there's no ma'asik siva. So the fact that you're mechaber to a board, why does it make things worse? It's not clear, that's the truth. Where does the makor come from? From Ramoshin. Ramoshin, Chelak Aleph, Simin Kuf Lamed Hei, was asked, what's the story about a shul that they want to tell people that, what page they're on? So certain shuls, that's the way I grew up, they just give a clap, and they tell you, we're on page 276. Other shuls, they don't want to call out in the middle of davening. So what they do is that they have numbers written on little pieces of paper, and they have a slot, the same place that says Yalvi Yalvi, they stick the number that tells you we're on page 276, and then they switch it 279, whatever it is, and everybody can know where the place is. Ramesh was asked, is there a problem to put those numbers together?
Then is Ramesh like this.
Kokama that they're not mechuber to anything, and they're just sitting one number next to the second number. He says there's no problem whatsoever. Not a problem with Kosev, not a problem with Meichik to take them apart. You haven't done anything. Each one is on a background, and each one you're just putting it together. There's no chibur whatsoever. However, if it's mechubar, if it's affixed to a background, for example, he doesn't talk about such a case, but just the mashal alma, it has Velcro, and you stick it onto the background, or it's inside of some sort of frame, You have numbers that are on a frame, like Rummy Cup numbers, and you stick them into a frame, and you close the frame, that they're mechubar to each other. We'll get to that in a second. Then you would have a problem of Alpi, this Magen Avraham. He says you'd have a problem. He says even though the Magen Avraham's pshat is not so mavur, the Magen Avraham Alein says Efsher Shadavar Zalaser B'Shabbes. Not so clear. The Orach Hashulchan Bechlal seems to be chaylev on him. Nevertheless, he says since the Chayot and since the Mishavur passes the Magen Avraham, Mameila, if you're going to be mechaver them together, then it's a problem. Kum Tois that Ramosha learned not like we said beforehand. Ramosha seemed to have learned not the way the Shmuel Zalman also not like we learned that the Magen Avraham is doing mechadesh that taking pre-existing letters and putting them onto a background, that's this. Ramosha seemed to have learned that being mechaber letters to each other is a problem. To put one letter next to the next, that's the case of Tiferet and Tiferet. To take one luach from Tiferet, one luach from Tiferet, to stick them next to each other, there's no ma'aseh halacha because it's already considered written. To putting them together is nothing. However, if you mechaber them to each other, how are you mechaber them? By taking these letters and fixing them to a background, therefore you connected the two letters together, that would be a ma'aseh of ksiva, and that would be aser. That being the case, to affix these two letters, to pop in these letters, even if they already have a background, that was what Ramesh was talking about. Ramesh was talking about you have numbers written on pages already, and you're sticking these little pieces of paper next to each other. And he said, if you're mechaber, then there's a problem. Mamela, accordingly, according to this Ramesh, it would be a problem to stick them together. Now, the Aruch HaShabbos points out that this only starts, the whole Makom only starts in the Magen Avraham. He understood Kinira like the Shmuel Shabbos Sos, and he says according to the way that the Taz and the Ramah learned that there's no problem of separating and closing and putting back together letters, and it doesn't make a difference even if they're fixed together, even if they're connected, there's no chibur whatsoever, it's not a problem. Kinira, I don't understand if you learned that the Magen Avraham was the Shetatai, but it's only a Shaila in the Magen Avraham that understood that there is such a problem of Richik and Kirivit sometimes. Then, Kokama, that you have a Kirivit and an Eifin that is considered Mechubur, then it's a problem. Lamaisa Ramesh was Machmer in that case, and accordingly, we have a big shadow with regard to puzzles and with regard to magnets. Really, well, maybe we'll just deal with magnets first before we get to puzzles. Magnets. What's the story with magnets? Are you allowed to write with magnets if you have letters that are magnets? Can you put them onto your refrigerator? Is there any problem to do that on Shabbos? Or a question that came up in my house: my daughter wanted to write on the back of the door with magnet tiles. Can you make your name out of magnet tiles? You put the different magnet tiles together, make it into letters, and put that on the back of the door, on the refrigerator. There, it's a little bit worse. Because there you're creating the letters also. You're putting things together to make a letter. It's Ksivah Shenu Mitzkayemet, maybe. But L'chura, it could be Mitzkayem, until you take it off, depending on what type of magnet tiles you have. If you slam the door closed, then it's Ksivah Shenu Mitzkayemet, something which maybe won't stay. But we see that's the beginning of the, that's the Mechaber here. To write letters with apple juice is also a problem, the chatchila, which accordingly l'chara would mean that to take crumbs and form them into a letter on your back, on your table, also would be considered a ksiva, le'gara, from the ksiva of, maybe you'd have to put them together to be some sort of chibur, smush them together into a letter, would also be a ksiva, which would be asur on Shabbos. Now, so putting the magnet tiles on the door, l'chur creating a letter, l'chur midor banan, l'chol pach should be out there. What's the story if you already have the letters? If you have the letters and you want to put them on the refrigerator, there the person seems to say that it would be problematic. That is considered a chibur. I'm not exactly sure why. Ishlein, why that's considered a chibur more, the magnet is more of a chibur than the letter that the Magen Avraham was referring to that's attached, that's sewn in, that's weaved in at the top and the bottom into the magnet, and nevertheless it's not considered a ksav. Especially l'chura, it really depends on the type of magnet. If it's the type of magnet that you open up your refrigerator and you close it and it falls off, then l'chlami, that's l'chura, not considered mechobar whatsoever. If it's the type of serious magnet that's mamish not going to move until you move it, then maybe there's what the dana that's considered a chibur, that the person want to answer, that such a thing would be considered a chibur of oisis, and you should not put it together. Afi the Magen Avraham, efshar shadavar zeh asur mishum kreisif. Now what's the story with puzzles? Are you allowed to put together a puzzle? So there are puzzles that have letters on it, and there's puzzles that have pictures on it. If it's a puzzle that has letters on it, and you're going to put the letters together. In other words, every letter is really on the background. It says Chag HaPesach. You have a picture of the Seder, Leila Seder, and it says L'chavar Chag HaPesach. So you have two questions over here. You have a question of the letters, and you have a question of the picture. Out the letters, each letter has its own background already. putting them together would be telling the shaila whether or not to be machmer like this Magen Avraham is connecting letters a problem or not. Be mechaber letters in Reif and that it stays together, well, is that considered a problem or not? According to the Sumerisha, the Chur would be aser. According to the Taz and the Mishnah and the Ramah that says that there's no problem opening and closing a sefer, moving, separating
creating letters sometimes like half one letter on the side.
According to the Ramah and the Taz, the Chur, it's not a problem. Creating a letter is not a problem. If it was already separated and you're just being mekar of them, then there's no issue. The chur of the pashtus is that this would be tully, this shaila should be tully in the shaila of the chudi asfarim, unless we say that it's taka worse because it's mechuber, and therefore it's the. And if we paskin mi'ikr dedino, that by chudi asfarim, creating a letter and separating a letter is not a problem. However, if you have another oifen to do it, make it as you know, that's the halacha, it's mutter. And the minigis to be medical. Nevertheless, if you have another sefer, says the Mishnah Berurah, use other sefer. Then, when it comes to children, playing with puzzles, yesh la'ayin, whether or not there's any bachas to be machmer b'chol, because you're making it as mutter. They have another puzzle, they want to use this puzzle, this is the puzzle they want to use, this is the puzzle they want to play with. Well, the question is, can you dam that maybe here it's a little bit worse? Here it's worse because you're being machmer the picture together. You're creating a picture together, and the picture is where the words are interlocking with each other and staying into a frame. And Ramesha seems to say that such a case, when you connect them together and they stay mechubar, it would be a problem. Therefore, he says to be machmer. Even if you want to go like this Ramesha, yesh la'ayin, whether or not you'd have to be machmer for children, he says that that's in the whole din of the Magen Avraham is not so pashut, and therefore, since the Mishnah Berurah passes like it, so Mamele you should go with him. But the Chur Pashas, we're handling it Issa Darabanan here. If it's Aser, the Chur is Issa Darabanan, because you already had a letter before you. Pashas is not Issa Daraisa. Therefore, it's really a suffix whether or not. Al Pi suffix says the Ramesha that you should go ahead and do it. But Mamele, since it's not so Pasha Bechlal that was crowned the Magen Avraham, those learned that Magen Avraham differently, then Mamele, the Chur by children, you certainly have Magen to be Mekel to allow them to play with puzzles and challenges.
Does it make a difference if it's like a huge puzzle they plan on keeping together?
Yes, if you plan to keep it together, then the chur could be much worse. If you're making pashas, the kids' puzzles are not that way. That's not what the. But in Echrami, if you're planning on leaving it together, then it's not osri, then you don't have the svara of osri to open and close like you have by it. And in Echrami, it would be more chamun. Would it be the right? The pashas is not also. According to the Taz and Ramah, Taz and the Ramah. Moichich. The Mishnah Berurah continues to Moichich, and he says, Moichich is achas, imi gedelo, yeshim kemik delo, tevshtayim chayim. If you erase one big ois and you're left with plates, the question was, many of the Ilum asked, what does that mean? Any ois that you're mechik, you're always going to have b'mekayim lifter shtayim. As we showed, we have the entire Rezila Malach, which is 164 pages on one card, and there's tens of thousands of letters on this thing. Not all of them could you read, but some of them you could read. Rezila Malach, you could read. The letters that you could read, the ones that you can't read, maybe it doesn't have a shame of Iksav, but the other ones that you could read are minuscule, and there's no way any letter that you can have, even the smallest letters, in the Bir Agra, in the Tzuras Adaf Shulchan Aruch, which are difficult to read without a magnifying glass, you could easily put two of these letters in. Therefore, the Shaila is what letter is talking about. So if you look at the Shita L'Ran, on the Fayin Hay, he says we're talking about Oisiyis Beinoniyis, and the same Iksav, if you're writing Ashuris, then it has to be Iksav Ashuris. And it has to be the same letter that you were making. For example, if you're making an aleph, you could always, in any aleph, you could put in two yuds. Because the aleph is more than two yuds. It's two yuds and a line. So for sure, you have a place for any time you're making an aleph, you always have two yuds. Elamai, he says, it has to be oisiyis that are beinoniyis, and the same type of oisiyis, and the same type of ksav. The mashmois is, what's oisiyis beinoniyis? And the mashmois is that, let's say I only have one big letter on a piece of paper, and I'm making that letter. That's considered, or I have a medium-sized letter. Open up any Tzuras Adaf Shulchan Aruch and there's 17 different fonts and sizes of letters. Which letter are we talking about? Let's say you have one of those letters on a piece of paper. Which one is going to be out there? Which one is the right size? That's the. So the truth is that the Mashmoyt of the Mishnah Berurah is that the Barak Tzav Minani Mechigu Tzitzit Amoyi Ksav Al Menat Lichtei B'Mokam Malachik Shniyot Yitzchayim. Vafilu ois achas migdeil vishim kamei tazor shayim chayim. The Mashmoy says that it's totally in your das of when you're meichikid, are you planning on writing two letters in this place or not? If you're planning on writing two letters in this place, then Yerchanam would be a problem of mechikash de yoisis. If you're not planning, then Yerchanam is not a problem. The only thing is, according to this, According to this Ran, it doesn't always apply. Because if you're planning on being Meichik in Aleph and writing two Yud, then in Echlam, you're not going to be Mechoyim. That's not considered as if you were Meichik, an Oitz, that has been claimed Meshtei Oitzim. So it has to be that you were Meichik in Oitz, and you're planning on writing two of similar size Oitzim Oitz, similar width and height Oitzim Oitz, in the same Sav, in that place. Then it would be Chayev, Al Tzksivas, Shtei Oitzim. Mishabur ends off here with a Hilchas Sirtut. Sirtut, he says, really, Machlokes Rishonim between Rashi and the Rambam. What's the Malach of Sirtut? Sirtut, we all know in the Sefer Torah, they make the lines to be able to write. Ukedemeh. Says the Rambam, that's the Malach of Sirtut on Shabbos. When you write the lines to prepare for Ksivo, that's the Malach of Sirtut. Rashi, on the other hand, says, no, Sirtut is when you make a line to know where to cut something. That's also whether you make a line in indentation or you just make a color. Nevertheless, you're preparing it for cutting. That's the Malach of Sirtut. Shara team points out that there's really kenza, they all follow each other, and each one is aser midaraisa. However, this halacha only applies to non-food items. For example, l'chera, folding a piece of paper and taking your nails and going over the crease that it should be easier to cut after Shabbos would be a problem of sirtut. You're preparing a line to be able to cut afterwards. However, if you're just folding it in your pocket and you want it to, and you therefore you fold it, you go over it with your fingers, that it should be, it shouldn't be have any bubbles or anything like that. It should be smooth, but you're not planning on cutting it, then there's no problem whatsoever to fold a piece of paper, contrary to what maybe was mentioned. L'chor, there should be no issue whatsoever. We'll get to folding corners of a paper in a minute. That might be a problem to run your fingernails over it if you're planning on cutting it afterwards. However, with regard to food items, it does not apply, and therefore there's no problem to, if you want to cut a piece of cake, cut a cake, and you want to make sure that the boxes are even, so you're allowed to make lines beforehand before you cut, and there's no problem. You're allowed to, and you're supposed to, make a little indentation on your challah before you cut it on Shabbos to know where to cut, because there should be less of a hefsek in between the bracha and the achila, and there's no problem of, since it's not shaykh, mechatech bechlal by oichlin, Memela Sirtut, which is a hakara for mechatech, also does not apply when you get to oichlin. Now, let's say you want to cut cakes into special. That's all if you're cutting into squares. Let's say you want to cut a cake into a shape of a clown, gingerbread man. Is there a problem to cut a cake into different tools of Shabbos? We mentioned that if you have a cake which is in the shape of a clown, there is no problem to cut it on Shabbos. If you have a gingerbread man, there's no problem. If it's the cake itself, you're allowed to cut it on Shabbos. If you have a cake which is written into a two piece of cake, one is a 2 and one is an 8 for your 28th birthday, and that's also not a problem. You're allowed to cut it on Shabbos. Because even though Kenzan, there might be a problem to make it, once it's already made, says the Chazon Ish, that's the Chorei, the Pashas of the Mishnah Berurah understands also, it has, that's the tzura of the food, we don't give it the Shem Ksiva, and therefore you're allowed to cut it. Are you allowed to make that 2 and that 8 on Shabbos? So the halacha is, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Kuf, Tif Katan Yud Zayin, over there it's talking about making tzuras in Basar on Shabbos. The halacha is, the Gemara says, the Rabbi Barav Huna would make a Siman that shouldn't be a problem when he wanted to send meat to his house. He was in one place, he wanted to send a piece of meat to home. On Yom Tov, he would cut it into a triangle. As a simon, there shouldn't be a problem with basar shnei talanim, you're making a simon on the basar. Vice versa, before Shagabara, that you're allowed to cut something into a triangle. But maybe a lot of triangles and squares and other simple types of forms that are not any type of, not a picture, b'chlal, is not a problem to cut into. A square, a rectangle, a triangle, ukedemeh. However, if you want to cut something out, you want to take a cookie cutter, and you want to make elephants, or penguins, or whatever it is they want to make, any type of other thing, there, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Kuf Yud Zayin says that you're not allowed to cut out oitzios. You're allowed to cut out these small things, but cut out oitzios in tzirurim, you would not be allowed to do on Shabbos. Therefore, you can't take a knife and cut out numbers from the piece of cake. And you're not allowed to take cookie cutters, l'chero, and make cookies that are in something which is not just a square or a circle or anything, something, a more meaningful type of picture or number, that would be a problem on Shabbos. However, says Aruch HaShabbos, he thinks that l'chero is not a problem to use a watermelon scooper. That's also, you're only making a, it's not a problem with binding because the watermelon is all together. So you're not putting anything, you're not being mekabel chalakim. You made a l'chero for ice cream also, which is ready together, it's not a problem to use a scooper. To make a circle, in a circle shape, that's not considered really a tsuro, that's a very simple thing, and therefore it's not a problem. Also, similarly, cutting a cake. When you want to cut a piece of cake and it has pictures on it, So every cake that you buy from the bakery generally has some lines or squares or triangles or some sort of squiggly lines. Is there a problem to cut that? Is that considered a ribua? That's also not a meaningful type of shape or anything, and therefore cutting would not be a problem. With regard to cutting the flowers that they put on top of the cake, that lechur, it seems from most of the places that they want to answer, that's a proper tzurim. A flower is considered a proper tzurim, especially if it's made out of icing and it sticks up and it's a whole, for sure. It's not just one little squirt from the whipped cream can. But if you want a flower, if you use one of they have these machines, these bags that you squeeze, that it turns mamash into a flower, lechur, something which is clearly nicker as a flower, as a tzura, would have the same problem cutting, the same that you shouldn't cut a ois or a tzura, the Mishnah Berura says, which is on top of a piece of cake. So too, if you made a flower, that's also considered a tzura, and one should refrain from cutting that on Shabbos. Once you let it cut in between the letters you mentioned and around it, but not through it. You can put it into your mouth and eat it without a problem. Sif hey, lirshim mitziperin, halacha is, moti lirshim mitziperin, ala sefer, kumesh reishim in the simen, shein zadavar miskayim. The Mishnah Berura speaks out that there's a yesh machmir bazeh, I'm a bir halacha. Where is the makan to be make of bachlal, lachur, how are you allowed to be reishim? So the Mishnah Berura says, because if we don't pass like, the bir halacha says, if we don't pass like Rebiyesi, that reishim is not there, may not only there are banan, and a reishimah, which is not a davar miskayim, can then is mutal lechatchilah. On that, and therefore it should be mutal lechatchilah. At the end of the day, though, Yesh Machmirmi says, there is a Ruah, and the others say that you should be Chayshah for Rebiyesi, and it seems that that's how the Mishnah Berura says that even though we don't Paskin Lamais like Rebiyesi, we should be Machmir. Baal Nefesh, he says, should be Machmir like Rebiyesi, not to write, make any type of Reishim, even a Dar Reishim Meskayim, which should only be a Darabanan, and be Mutter, according to us, according to Rebiyesi, you shouldn't do it. However, the Mechalik Bechlal between, this is all talking about Klaf. Klaf, anytime that you're reishim with a tziperin, it's not a dar miskayim. But in a piece of paper that you're reishim with a tziperin, in economic miskayim, the dar is there. So you go ahead and push it out the other side, or kedemeh, you're still going to see some sort of mark. But anytime that you're reishim with a tziperin, you dig into a piece of paper, says Mishnah Berura, it's a dar miskayim, and therefore it's a problem. Now, are you allowed to bend the corner of your paper to remember where you're holding? The corner of your sefer, is there any issue over there? You're creating a crease, and it's a siman to know where you're holding. That's the chur pashit, that the thing that's reminding you is not the crease whatsoever. The thing that's reminding you is the bent piece of paper. The bent piece of paper, you'd rather have it that it didn't crease your sefer. Well, as a matter of fact, that way when you flip through the paper, you're able to see which one is bent over. But you have no interest in the crease. The crease is not what's the siman, and therefore, even if it's a davar miskayim, that's not going to be usher on Shabbos. You're allowed to bend your paper. Two other things, and that is writing with a computer, even though writing with Etch-a-Sketch, which is a chura, using one of these Magna Doodles and Etch-a-Sketch, these things that they used to have in the old days for the kids, that the chura, even though it's a davar shein miskayim, it's like a screen of some sort, the way that it works is with magnets, and you're really pulling a magnet overwards, and with the magnet you're creating a letter. That's the zikr, at best, of ksiva shein miskayim. Theoretically it could stay, if you don't shake it up, then best make it stay for a while. It doesn't have to, yesh lain whether that's considered ksiva shein miskayim. The chura, the pashtus is, that it's going to get moved around to a certain extent, and therefore maybe it's considered ksiva shein miskayim, but we also lechal pachas midarabanan as ksiva shein miskayim.
It's not itself.
It's not miskayim. You have to know where to draw the line with mibuchutz in afar also. It's only the windows that are involved. You have to know where exactly to draw the line, what's considered. If it's the dover, which is normal to happen, then. Yeah. Good. With regard to writing on a computer, so really there is no letters there. When you close your document, you don't have 10,000 letters sitting in the back of your hard drive. There's no letters there, Batsim. All it is little. Mishumim, little microscopic, I don't even know what it is, on your chip. Some sort of reshima that goes onto the chip, but it's not a letter, Be'etzem. It shows up on your screen as a letter. But Be'etzem is not a letter which is made up of you see it on your screen as a letter, but it's not made up of any mamashas, Be'etzem. Therefore, they don whether or not you're allowed to do. You have other issues writing with a computer on Shabbos. Maybe it's muktzah, maybe it's other types of things, but we consider a ksiva miskayim, the chur is not considered ksiva miskayim, whether or not it's even considered a ksiva, However, clearly the Poskim Aser typing on a computer on Shabbos for one of these reasons. Either it has to a certain extent the Shem Ksivo, or it's Mukta, or it's electric, or Kadema. It works with even with battery operated. What about a video? There was a big hack for those that were here. There was a big hack about 10 years ago or 15 years ago, going to the Kreisel on Shabbos. Are you allowed to go to the Kreisel? They installed, could be that there was always there, and they just found out about them, but they installed video cameras in the old city for safety reasons. Therefore, there was a basically a secretion that you were going to pass by a video camera somewhere on your way to the Kreisel. Was there a problem to go to the Kreisel on Shabbos if you're going to be videoed? Is that a problem? So, the Shmuel was b'shem Rabbi Yashiv that can't say that there is a problem with such a thing. However, most of the Poskim said that it's not a problem with Shem Zalman. Actually, probably at that time was not alive. But with regard to this Etzem Shaila, it was done that it's not considered. Shalmi Nissen has a Richas Menegeah to this. Kama v'kama taimim to be matter. One of them is Bechlal, that it doesn't have a Shem. It's not a Ksiva Bechlal. The fact that it's a constant, it's not Rishumi Nikr at all. It only is there as long as you're passing by, it's there. He says it's like standing in front of a mirror. Standing in front of a mirror is not a tzevei or a kesef, even though you're putting a picture on the mirror. Why? Because it's not a ma'isa b'simbachal. It's just reflecting to a certain extent, and it's, as long as you're there, it's a problem. When you're not there, then you don't see it at all. There's no rishumei nikar whatsoever. It's like when you're making you're making the animals, making the shadows on the wall. As long as you keep your hands there, you have a picture of the bunny rabbit. But that's not considered ksiva miskemes bechlal because as long as what?
This one's in kind.
Here also you're not going to see it on the screen. The question is, what do you yet see? There's letters there. There's ksiva there. What is there? You have something in the chip which is saved. Some right, which is not. Is that considered ksiva bechlal? Is that something even though you could re-access it? It happens to be a. The Shalmei Nissen, he says that the Metzius was in those days that it wasn't considered a psik reisha b'chlal because they didn't save every single picture and didn't save every single to have so many cameras and so many hours and hours and hours every single day, 24 hours worth of they didn't have all the cameras save all the pictures was therefore wasn't b'chlal began the psik reisha. But other kamatayim b'chlal, a person is not miskavim to do the malacha whatsoever. There's no kavana for the malacha if it's a psik reisha. That bechlal on the side that is the psikresha leinichale lechura kilachriyad. It's not considered ksiva. If that's a ksiva, so it's not. It's davshin. Pashtus is considered davshin miskayim. At best, it's davshin miskayim. Kilachriyad psikresha leinichale. Not interested in it, and therefore the poskim seem to matter it. And therefore, it's not a problem. If it would be aser, then you would not be able to leave your house with money because there's probably no street in Yerushalayim or close to the world that's not doesn't have video cameras. And whether you know about them or not, almost every single solitary street, every single school has video cameras in front of them. All the stores have video cameras in front of them. A lot of private houses have video cameras in front of them. You wouldn't be able to go anywhere. The Hero, it's besides the fact that you have there's satellites that are taking pictures of every single solitary thing that you do. But aside from that, that's with regard to Kesef. Just a few horrors when you get to Tzoveya. Still a few minutes. Maybe. Anybody would like to leave? Maybe. But we have to go right there, so therefore we're going to try to stick it in. Tzeveya. The shayla is, the person makes a smiley face on the wall. What was he chayav for? Kesef or tzeveya? Or was he not chayav for anything? Is that which malach are you chayav for? What's the nafkamina? It's either way. The third is, there are nafkaminas. The first nafkamina is, how many smiley faces do you have to make to be chayav? L'chura, if you're chayav at kesef, then you have to make two smiley faces. The be'alach is mistafik. The stipler is mitzad like that. Talk at one point. And you have to make two smiley faces. Same way that by ICAs, you have to make two ICAs. If you want to be chayev al tkhesiv by making a tzir, you have to make two tzir. That's the first nafkamina. The second nafkamina, which is lechura, a very big nafkamina, is, are you allowed to be moichik that thing on Shabbos? Because klapi the melechas ksiva, we find that there's melechas moichik. Klapi melechas tzeveya, we find no flip halacha of tzeveya. And therefore, there's no problem lechura of mechika benigayat tzviya. The pashtus is that that's the metzias also. They were tzeveya, they dyed wool, they dyed things. There was no way to get it out. They couldn't, maybe you could put on bleach. You can bleach it the other way. But pashtus is that once you have it there, there's no way to erase it. Once it was dyed, it was set in and fixed fast, that There's no way to get it out afterwards. There's no, we don't find that there's a melechus mechika b'chlal. L'maisa, time is the stifler, and al derech zeh mashma in the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha, that the difference between terveya and kreisiv is, what's being mishamish what? Generally, when you have a piece of paper, the piece of paper, what is it, what do you use the piece of paper for? By ksiva, the piece of paper is being mishamish the oisiris. You're trying to convey a type of message. However, to convey the message, you need a backing, you need a background to write on to be able to convey the message. However, the page is being mishamish the letters. The page itself, we don't really care about. The halacha is if you recalcul the page, you have a 2,000-year-old antique sefer, cloth, and you write on it with blue letters, and you make blue letters on it on Shabbos, you recalcul something which is worth millions of dollars, nevertheless, you chayin on Shabbos. That's not considered a ksiva mekalkelis, because the ksiva were mishamish to the letters, not to the background. The background is only there to be mishamish the letters. By tzviya, it's the exact opposite. So yveya, you're there to enhance the background. What you're doing is enhancing the background. So, Mamil, you want to know what's the halacha when you get a smiley face? It depends what type of smiley face you do. If you have a smiley face, you give in one Ibrahimis, which is supposed to be one today, to Kaplan, and Kaplan returns it with a smiley face on it, that smiley face is just trying to convey a message that I'm very happy with the way that you did. Therefore, it has a shame of Iksiva. However, if you're a gananet and you're putting a smiley face on your wall that it should look nice for the kids when they walk in, and it's enhancing the wall and the atmosphere, then in Chanami L'Chero, that would be a problem of Tzuveya, and it wouldn't be a problem of Kreisiv. Maybe it'd have to be filled in, it wouldn't be just a... But the fact is, if you're trying to enhance the background, that would be the problem of Tzuveya. This being the case, L'Chero, it could be Mazber, the Tzesh Shulchan already says this Svara also. L'Chero, it's Mavur in him that he learns, goes Alpidar, this Nakuda also. That he says, what's the chiluk between? We find that kreisiv ala or is chayef. Why? Because even though it's going to get nimchak afterwards, that's just a nimchak min atzad, says the Rambam. Therefore, you're not chayef. But tzuveya, if you're tzuveya ala or, that's pater midaraisa. It's only their abanan, says Mishnah Berurah. It's Mishnah Gimel. What's the difference between the two of them? L'chur, the derech is b'chlal, the derech is more to be tzuveya, your body, than to be kreisiv, than to render it. And then he wants to tie now. He says that ksiva is there for the ksava lane. The ksava lane is, we don't care what's going to happen to the background. If the background has a kiyum as much or doesn't have a kiyum, it's going to be nimchak mi mochem acher. As long as the ksav itself was a good ksav, then we look at it, then we're going to be chayiv. As opposed to tzviya, you're trying to enhance the background. If the background can't remain enhanced, b'mitzius, then you have a chesaron in the whole mahus of tzviya. That can't be a tzviya. If you're going to dye something and it's going to change back, then l'chur, that's not considered a ma'isa tzviya b'chlal, and that wouldn't be chalpach midaraisa. It's not going to be a gedder of tzviya, and therefore being tzviya, somebody's skin, since it can't remain. Therefore, it's a chesaron in the mahus of the tzviya, and therefore you're not enhancing the background. You're not enhancing the background in a permanent way, and therefore it's not considered tzviya. By kreisiv, even though the letters aren't remaining forever, it doesn't make a difference. Now I'm trying to enhance the background. I'm trying to convey a message, and that I was succeeded in doing. Accordingly, also lisha shatavir b'shabbos srak al panel, simin shim gimel siv chafei, mishum tzviya, mitam zeh also likol b'shabbos, mitam zeh asur latoch panel basak, ikshnoitli ma'adim ha-basar. A woman is not allowed to put makeup on her face on Shabbos, and she can't put eyeliner or eyeshadow for that matter, and she cannot put anything on her face which, when she takes it away, it's going to cause it to become red. The Mishnah Berurah points out that it's only asur midrabanan. Tzviya by or is only asur midrabanan. The question is, that's talking about where you're applying something without a chashash mimareach. However, somebody that puts on lipstick, then in addition to the derabanan that you have a tzviya, you have isur pashtus, isur darais of mimareach, of smearing the lipstick on the lips. So what do you do if you want to put on makeup on Shabbos? So some say you don't. Well, that's not always so simple. You see? What happens? I think we are, right? What happens if a woman goes to the mikvah on Shabbos and she wants to put on makeup and she's not willing to go if she's not going to put on makeup? So some say you could cry your eyes out, and some say wait till the next day, and some say put on Shabbos makeup. There's powder that they make for this. What's the powder? What's the powder? They have a powder. Moshe talks about putting powder on Shabbos. Moshe has a tshuva that you're allowed to put on baby powder on Shabbos. Why? It doesn't have any oil in it. So even though it changes the color of your skin a little bit, it makes it a little bit whiter. Nevertheless, you're allowed to put on Shabbos. The question is, accordingly, can you put on a powder type of makeup on Shabbos? The Moshe writes another tshuva. It's in Chelek Hei. He writes another tshuva, and he says, that which I wrote with regard to the baby powder, says, Vatsan is no chil between baby powder and anything which is colored. It has no difference. The only difference is that baby powder has no oil base, as opposed to most other types, many other types of colored types of powders, do have some sort of oil base. Why? Because it's meant to be applied to the skin and to stay. To stick. How's it going to stick? Baby powder doesn't really stick. What does stick? If you put a little bit of oil into the mixture, then it sticks. Anything that's going to stick, he says, you have a problem. He says to go ahead and matter it, zikr, you can't go ahead and give a blanket heter. You have to know for sure that it has no shamnunas. And therefore, most of them that are made with a problem, are problematic because they have some sort of, it's a catch 22. If it has no oils, it doesn't stick b'chlal. So what have you gained? Elamite has oils, they have a problem. It's to be a b'shamnus. Lamela, most poiskim go that in a chanami one should not put on even this type of makeup on Shabbos because a lot of them do have some sort of oil base. There are those that have a hefsher. I saw B'Shem in Berkowitz that he said that a woman that would refuse to go to the mikvah unless she's going to be able to go to put it on, then in a chanami be same if one that has a hefsher that it has no oil base b'chlal, then it wouldn't be considered a feel of Tzvi Hashem is coming. The reason why it would be mutter, the Ksesh HaShulchan says, he talks about this also, he says because the same way that there's no, it's not a Tzvi HaBakhlal, Tzvi is that you're Tzvi at the background. If it's no way attached to the background, it's just sitting on top of it, but no way does it Kri Chorayim, does it attach, does it connect, then it's not considered a Maisa Tzvi HaBakhlal, and therefore it would not be a problem to put it on. However, most of them, you have to know, certainly if it doesn't have a hechsher, to just rely on it, that you certainly cannot do. If it has a hechsher, for makom atchak, there are places that are mikvah. Now, let's say a woman comes to the mikvah and she forgot to take off her eyeliner on Shabbos. Can she take it off? Or she forgot to take off her nail polish on Shabbos. Can she take it off? She took it off all and she forgot to take off one finger. Now she has nail polish. So if she has all of her nail polish on, the pashta says it's better to be tovel like that with all the nail polish than to take it off. That's the Pashas, that's the way actually the Shmishav is across the Paschans. He's mitzadin l'hachmir b'chal to take it off, but at the end of the day he says that you could. But if nothing is broken, if it's perfect, then l'chor there's no problem to be terrible like that. It's not even a mi'at chain of makbeh, it's fakert, it's the noy, and therefore they want it there. And therefore, mi'ikad adin l'chor, the problem is that not in every mikvah will they allow you to go, will allow the woman to go. Therefore, it's not going to be so simple. You just jump inside and that's it. I'm not joking. Even though you need the balanit to say that you're kosher, so that the malach and shemayim should also say. But for those that one time, the pashas is that you could go by yourself. Anyhow, make it a dina if you put your hand on top. She wants to take off. She forgot to take off some of her eyeliner. She's got to take off some of the nail polish. Are you allowed to take it off in Shabbos? The pashtus is that there's no problem to take it off because mechika tseva is not an issue. There's no problem to be moichik a davar which is tzavua. However, the Shmir Shabbos Gochaz Mitzayin to what he writes in Sefer Oil Sara. Oil Sara is the Shmir Shabbos Gochaz the Sefer on Hilchas Taira. And there he reads down from Shlomo Zalman. The Shlomo Zalman says, in one of the arms, it says that maybe there's a problem of moichik tzveya almanas litzvaya. You're not allowed to take off nail polish because you're planning on putting it on afterwards. You're moichik tzveya almanas litzvaya. And he himself is murdered in Ha'ara two Ha'aras later that minayin davar zeh b'chlal. And not only that, I saw in Rabbi Ribia Sefer, he writes down kilo that you shouldn't take it off in Shabbos. And in the back, he says, the reason why I wrote this is because Rosh Hashanah Zalman wrote it. I don't know what his makar is, but keeping that off of me, pume, I'm not going to go ahead and say that it's mutter. But most of the poskim did not agree with what he said, and that there is no issue of. It sounds like he was mistopic b'chlal, and it seems that most of the poskim are mekel. The Shevet Halevi's mekel. Halach l'maisa. The Rosh Hashanah says that you could. Shmir Shabbos also goes that way, but it seems to be that that's the consensus of the poskim that you are able to take it off. You have to be careful. That there's no problem with chita. Don't stick on nail polish remover or something like that into a cotton ball. And then smear it on because then you're going to be seichet from the cotton ball. Rather, you should pour it onto the finger, onto the nail, and then take it off with a tissue. Better tissue than something else. There should be another issue of tzveya that we'll get to in a minute. For some reason, it seems that some svarim are machmer not to take it off. I don't know the reason why. I couldn't find in the Alkut Yosef that he talks about it. I didn't see in the Abiyah Eimer, also in Rabbi Avad Yosef, or in Hilchas Taira, I did not see that he talked about it either. Misvara, you could say that it's Asr because the Rambam Shita is that Kechelet is Asr Altskreisiv. If Kechelet is Asr Altskreisiv, then to be Meichikit is a problem of Mechika because it's not Altsevea. We pass in that Kechelet is Asr Altsevea. But if you hold it as Asr Altskreisiv, then it's not a problem. Achilas Tutim, Mishabura says that he eats a Tutim on Shabbos. I think we'll leave the other ones afterwards. But I'll just finish this. Sif. Eating berries of sorts that are going to dye your lips is not a problem for a man, because not the derech for a man to be tevei his lips. Not only that, for a woman it's also mutter, because it's not the derech. Not the derech tzvi abakach. Why is it not? Here the ain derech tzvi al tabakach. Why is it not derech tzvi al tabakach? Because women don't put on lipstick. So nowadays a woman do put on lipstick, it's going to be aser. The Chor of the Pashas is that even if women do put on lipstick, but they're not tevei their lips with berries, where 2/3 of their lips are going to get, and part of it in the outside of the lips, and that's not the derech tzvi al tabakach. And remain lachor the pashtus is that it's mutter yafilim is manenu, and kenzan not even what the mishaburim means. That's the Orach Shabbos says also. The ma'aseh, even though people nowadays put on lipstick, he says zikr, that's not the derech to be tevei, and therefore it would not be a problem. Now, in regards to what's that? Even if she does a bit. There, the Orach HaShabbos says a wild chiddush. Says a big chiddush. He says that a kid who eats a type of ices that changes the color of his mouth, and he is interested when he eats it to change the color of his mouth, you should refrain from eating such a thing on Shabbos.
For
roll-ups, ices, blue ices. You can't eat blue ices on Shabbos if you'd like to change your lip, your mouth blue. And I will just end off that we should know. We just finish off one other halacha of Tevea, and that is, what's the story of going outside with photo grade lenses? Are you allowed to go outside if your lenses change colors? Sorry. For those that haven't just took them off. No, sorry. It was nice using them this past Shabbat. The pashtus is l'chore that you're not doing anything. There's no Moshe has a tshuva about it. Moshe says l'chore is not considered a ma'aseh tzvei b'chlal. When you're in the sun, it changes, and when you go back, it's a davar she'ein miskayem b'chlal. As soon as you come back in, it goes back to how it was before, and that's the derech of the shnamshes. That in the sun it's like this, and it's like this. It's not a tikkun manu b'chlal. It's not. This is the way that it's made, and it's not considered a tzvi. It's not a davar miskayem. It's not. It's when it's in the rays of the sun, then it changes colors. But it's not. The Shmir Shabbat Chazal says, he says, b'chlal, you're not doing a ma'aseh. He says, you know what it's like? It's like suntanning. You light a suntan on Shabbos? So it's actually not so simple. Says the Minchas Yitzchak, we can't suntan on Shabbos. He has a tshuva about it. Chelek Kesim and Lamed Beis. There, he's really, his arichas has been a gay if you're doing it for refuah. As refuah, he's marich, and he says, even if you're not doing it for refuah, you're doing it just to change colors. He says, maybe that's the case. I'm putting the batek on your mouth, on your face, then pulling it off, and that she should be red. So the same thing over here. You're doing it to be red. Aye, lecher, you have a pashur achilik. In the case of there, you're sticking it on your face. You're doing a ma'aseh, as opposed to sitting out in the sun. You're not doing any ma'aseh. Tainus, no. Sitting in the sun, going and sitting in the sun is also a ma'aseh. The same way they're going to a mikvah is a shayla of tikkun gavra. The Gemara says you're being mesakin gavra. What did you do already? Even though there you could argue that lecher you did a ma'aseh in the mikvah. Walking outside is lecher nothing. So then, in fact, you decide to sit outside without moving there. It is a ma'aseh. It is. Nevertheless, the Shmir Shabbos Chazal took it as a pashtus, and it's not considered a ma'aseh tzvi b'chlal. Zikr, the red, no one's interested in turning red. If anything, they want the color, and the color comes after Shabbos. I don't know exactly how you've done that. But Shmir Shabbos and Chosla says that it's not a problem, and so too the photograde lens is not a problem, and that's what it seems that the consensus of the Poskim is, that you're allowed to wear these glasses on Shabbos.
Sorry.
I just wanted one thing. We had show and tell, and I forgot to. Ma'aseh shoye kachoy. Somebody made a very cool thing that they have. You put on top of a cake, you put gel on top of a cake, and then you print letters on a clear sheet of paper, see-through sheet of paper, and it says, Happy Birthday, Chaim Yankel, and you cut it out to the size of the jello, and you stick it down on top of the jello. You can't tell that there is a plastic paper there, a plastic piece of material there, and all you see is the letters. It looks like the letters are imprinted on the jello. The shaila is there a problem to take off? The question that was asked was, to Arav, was, is there a problem with burr to take off the plastic from the top? Says, no, there's no problem with burr. That's like peeling an orange. If you have to be able to get to it, it's not a problem. However, maybe you have a problem of mechik. Why? The same way that putting letters on a background is the problem. Taking off letters, Mishnah Berurah says also to take off the letters of the Pareches is also a problem, says the Mishnah Berurah. Here, that's what you're doing, is you're taking the letters off of the back. Is that a problem? For those that want to see. Is it mutter to take off these letters? Oh. On Shabbos. Is mutar lasir osiyot elu b'shabbat? Is that considered, so is it considered mechuber? First of all, is it considered mechuber? Is it considered mechuber, bechlal? And is putting on another background, it already has a background b'etzem. You're putting on another background. So already it's written words on a background, then you're sticking on to another background. If you have a teaching piece of paper, and it says in it, I was here in 2016, and you put it against the wall, so now you just usher, you put it on the background, and you stick it on to, you give it a mice and sebo. It already has a background. The fact that you're putting on another color, the chura, that wouldn't be considered putting on a background. And b'chal, yeshlein, whether or not it's considered mechuber. Is that a mice that's considered mechuber? The fact that the jello sucks it in, and therefore it gets stuck to the jello, and therefore it's considered mechuber, the chura, very smart to say that would be considered mechuber. Not only that, yeshlein, if you have chocolate letters you want to put onto your cream, on the top of your cake, is that a problem of affixing letters to a background? Or not? Is that considered that you're putting on letters? I did see those that aser, because that's considered as if you're, it's like magnets. The same way that magnets are not important in a refrigerator, you know how to put the chocolate letters that say happy birthday onto the icing, because it's going to stick into the icing. It sticks into the icing, and therefore would be a problem. The only question is, if you turn it upside down, they fall off, and the chur is not going to be a problem.